I like that. That's Picture This and Never Change on Today FM. Before that, we had Cheap Thrills and See You. It's Al Porter here with you until 2:30 this afternoon. And people are texting in their droves to 53102 and emailing Al at todayfm.com about the fact that apparently my generation, and Pam's as well, Pamela, my lovely producer, falls under the millennials group from 25 to 34, that we can't even boil an egg. Thank God, says this texter, I'm 35 and don't fall under the millennials group. Another texter, Richard in Kilkenny, says, it's not that ye are lazy, it's just that most of your generation haven't hands to wipe your arse. Richard, how very dare you? And Ed said, Al, I rent a house out to college students. I kid you not, I got a phone call because they didn't know how a trip switch worked. Ah, lads, come on. Surely we're better than that. Surely. Now, many of you may have had a pretty good weekend. I know I did, but probably none of us had as good a weekend as the Antrim band Bioga, who actually got to join Ed Sheeran on the main stage at Glastonbury last night. Here's a little clip. Make some noise for Bioga, indeed. I have their Bowron player, Eamon Murray, on the line. Eamon, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, man, you sound knackered.
I'm dying. Yeah,
I'd say so. Did you stay down for the whole weekend?
We did. We took a couple of days out of it. We took a good run at it, as the man says. We took a good run at it and made pigs of ourselves for a couple of days.
Oh man, it's a mad festival. I've done the comedy tent at Glastonbury, and it's just, you'd think that going to Electric Picnic would prepare you for the festival, but it's just much, much bigger.
That's massive, aye. It's just beyond comprehension. It's huge.
Do you have any idea how many people you obviously played to last night with Ed?
They're talking 90 or 100,000, I think. I don't know. It's there's like 200,000 on site, you know. But
Jesus,
something like that. Right? It's a big
That's
one.
That's mad, man. What songs did you do? Because I know that you guys did. You help to write "Galway Girl," the big hit.
We did, but we jumped up last night for Nancy Mulligan. Was the other one that he wrote for his grandmother. And his grandfather was there actually last night, so it was good buzz. They were loving it, you know. All the Sheerans were there in droves, so it was great.
I know, it's incredible, and obviously, like, it's just mad the reaction. I mean, obviously, you guys have been playing this kind of music for a long time. That, like, but people are eating it up out of Ed Sheeran's hands, aren't they? This kind of like the trad stuff.
Well, it'd be the divides of the crowd as well. You know, there's a lot of people think that no matter when you put a fiddle in a box on that, it sounds, you know, it sounds like Paddy Wackery. But no, he's fair play to him. He's doing it his way, and he's giving us a bit of a foot up, fair play. So, no, it's all good. We're delighted.
Well deserved. I mean, in your 15 years together, would you say this is one of the highlights for the band?
Oh, well, absolutely, aye, for sure. The biggest thing that we've ever done, for sure, by a country mile.
That's incredible.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a long way from playing to, you know, 15 people in Dingle or 24 in Mullingar. You know, those kinds of numbers. So 80,000 or 90,000 in Glastonbury is all right.
Yeah, particularly when Posh and Becks are in the audience. Were they backstage or something?
The Posh and Becks were there, all right. They were stage, taking it all in, so it was good crack.
That's mad. I mean, you obviously just take stuff like that in your stride, because other people would get terrified by the enormity of it.
You have to. Sure, it's only people. As they say, everybody is an arsehole. It's all good. We just took it all on our stride. No bother at all. It's good crack. It's just time. Enjoy it when you're there, you know.
And is there any, I mean, I know all this stuff is always pie in the sky, but is there any more opportunities to work with Ed or other big recording artists again soon?
I have to say still on that, but there'll be stuff we'll be bringing out some new music later in the year, probably September time, I think. So keep the eyes peeled, all right? There's a few doors that have been opening, so it's all good.
Eamon, I have a feeling that after the success of things like Nancy Mulligan and Galway Girl, a lot of those recording artists want to team up with Bioga. I'm telling you now, there should be an album of like a Barbra Streisand duets album, but just you guys and making other people's music sound good.
Yeah, that's actually not the first time that's been mentioned, Barbra Streisand. You're onto something.
Look, thank you so much for taking the call, Eamon. And can I recommend Baraka and maybe a nap?
Baraka, I don't know. We were thinking maybe a few lukewarm cans here on the way home just to sort of take the edge off.
That's as good as well. Enjoy the Cure and congratulations on such a big gig, all right?
Thanks, man. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you later, man. Bye, bye, bye. Isn't that brilliant? An Antrim band playing the biggest gig of their 15-year career last night with Ed Sheeran. I think that's fantastic. Like him or loathe him, he's a down-to-earth guy, and so are those lads too. Best of luck to them. Michael Jackson is on the way on Today FM, and also more of your texts about our millennials and whether they can boil an egg.
Al Porter, Today FM.